by focusing on two critical areas, developing digital talent and enhancing infrastructure. Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, emphasized on Tuesday the necessity of robust data centers and skilled human resources to support AI development. The government aims to produce 9 million digital talents by 2030 through training programs in collaboration with global partners like Microsoft and Google, targeting university and vocational students. Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has confirmed that the Indonesian government's budget efficiency measures will not impact lecturer salaries or student scholarships. She emphasized that funding for salaries, including performance and professional allowance, as well as scholarship for students, remains a top priority. Additionally, a new regulation will provide an additional performance allowance to lecturers whose professional allowance are lower than their performance allowance, benefiting over 31,000 lecturers with retroactive guidance from January 2025. That was the news.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan aku jadi tak sabar. Lagi, kau begitu gelap malam. Bagaimana hasrat engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan. Dekat, dekatlah diriku. Dengar, kedebaran hati. Jangan kalahkan aku.
Paradise. A luxurious escapade.
Even though it's a children's movie.
Okay, but I just know the soundtrack.
Oh,
I haven't watched it yet. impression.
Yeah.
There's the version of the song sung by the child.
The child. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So it's just like his mom talks to her son.
Yeah.
And the lyrics completely move me.
Yeah, of course.
Like, dear my son.
Yeah.
Something like that. And when we are not there. We
yeah, it's so sad.
And the song title itself, Selalu Ada Di Nadimu.
Yeah.
Literally meaning always in your veins. So instead of Selalu Ada Di Hatimu, always in your heart, the composer uses the word nadi or
vein. Interesting.
It is much deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's much deeper because veins is literally everywhere and helping you operate as a human being.
Flow all over our
body. Yeah.
And back to the film Jumbo itself, FYI, that this film will be screened not only in Indonesia but even in Southeast Asia.
Oh, wow.
Such as Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei Darussalam. And another good news, Jumbo film will also distribute it to more than 17 countries in the European and also Central Asian countries.
Wow.
So, dear listeners, if you are in those areas mentioned in Southeast Asia, some countries in Europe and Central Asia, make sure you also watch the film Jumbo. And the success of Jumbo also proves that the industry of Indonesian animation has great potential.
Yeah, we are so happy to hear this news.
Happy, so proud.
Yeah.
Hope there will be more successful local animated films.
Yes, we do agree.
Okay, so Yunika and DIY listeners, previously we just talked about the very touching original soundtrack of the film Jumbo. So why don't we present it to our listeners?
Okay. You can listen to the whole conversation about the electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, on our YouTube channel, BOI Official. Here is quote of the day. No wrath is more influential than a good role model. national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. King Nguyen always upheld her principles and belief in Islam.
To maintain and develop tali popping, or known as popping, has started since she was a child.
There is a class in the SD, family belajar, with a lot of people.
Since the third week, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance, then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cheetahborn art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited popping dancers in every event. From her parents, who are not topping artists, strengthens her determination to give in by topping Cheetahborn, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So, if we wanted to play this dance in the Gamelan traditional music, we get a party. And dance before that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tali topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topping maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton, or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated.
At that time, tali popping only had been seen upon the stage instead of in neighboring Jewish communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic conditions also encouraged Nani to learn tali popping in that. She has taught far before World Tali Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and clap-on since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tali topping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tali topping that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tali topping.
At first I said, come on, let's study. My parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just ate electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tali topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cheetahborn City. currency, KuCoin, despite low payment.
So basically, yang mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya rasa honornya
lebih. It was success when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Kampol to Cirebon. But I kept growing. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Our spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
kita nanti bisa hire gamelan ya. Belum, the best practice is cassette. If you want to punya gamelan, I gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Kenapa bilang saya sangat betul-betul? Because I have fought so hard. I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never sets special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in the family because of her husband, the daily ranking help, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiah per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah makanan saya sendiri gak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got money to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they will start event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 50 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful that I'm able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Petrobanan without learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng under growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya Petrobanan dan sampai hope, art and culture, particularly Petrobanan Cirebon, to the extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani could really hope the government paid more attention to topping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we like, cannot see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally, as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. This was in a year, we also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java, and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like the Barada Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts the young generation more, as stated by Andrian Rahajo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro melakukan pembinaan.
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious.
To maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
On the RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlists, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
Voice of Indonesia.